Wall Street's bull market passed another milestone today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day at a record 6,010. That's the first time in its history it ended above 6,000. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now from New York. Jim, what happened today to finally push the Dow over the top?
Well, what happened today was a couple of things. First, Chrysler issued a very good earnings report, and so all of the auto stocks did well. Then there was also a big rise in oil prices, and so you saw the oil stocks also having a pretty good day. But I think more important than that is just kind of the general climate of the past few days. We had a really good report about inflation on Friday. The producer price index came out, and it was up just slightly. Now, that is just the kind of news that Wall Street really likes to hear because, you know, of course, it suggests that prices aren't going up as much as people thought, and that means the Federal Reserve is less likely to raise interest rates.
Seems it wasn't that long ago the Dow broke 5,000 for the first time in its history.
Right, yes, you're right. It hit 5,000 last November, and then just for comparison purposes, it hit 4,000 in February 1995. So it has risen 50% in about 20 months. It's really an incredible performance. And it reflects the fact that the stock market as a whole has been doing really well. You know, the market just continues to confound everybody, all the experts. We watch the Dow Jones Industrial Average because it's the best known market index. And so there's a kind of a psychological significance when it hits these big numbers. But in fact, all the indexes are up. The Standard & Poor's 500, which is often said to be a more important index than the Dow because it's broader, it hit 700 for the first time ever last week.
But just a few weeks ago, in the middle of the summer, the market seemed to be heading for trouble. A couple of times the Dow fell by more than 100 points in a day. What has happened since then to turn things around?
Yeah, stock prices hit a kind of trough last summer. There was a lot of fear about the economy growing too fast, about the labor market being too tight. And there was a consensus that, you know, wages would go up and then the Federal Reserve would have to raise interest rates to keep inflation from getting worse. But that didn't happen. And in fact, in a very short period of time, there's been a real turnaround in the consensus about inflation. We got a report last week, about a week and a half ago, that said the job growth has really slowed down. The economy is functioning just like the market once, which means there's solid growth, but not too much growth. Company profits are growing, but not so much that we need to worry about prices going up.
But what goes up must come down eventually. What's the thinking in New York on Wall Street as to when this market will eventually turn down?
Well, you know, the market has been doing so well that some of the best-known bears in the market have sort of thrown in the towel now and said, just forget it. Okay, we don't know when this is going to end. You always have to be caught. You have to use caution here. Mm-hmm. Anything could happen over the next few weeks to throw the market off course. But I think the consensus now is that it will continue to go up.
Jim, thank you. NPR's Jim Zaroli in our New York bureau, where today the Dow, for the first time in its history, closed above 6,000 at 6,010.